With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal is here. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey.
Sonia is digital editor at the Business Journal. We talk about business stories on Fridays. Sacramento's multifamily housing market is already known for high rents and low supply. Now, a report suggests finding an apartment in Sacramento won't get any easier.
We're talking about a report from Yardi Matrix, which tracks major metro areas nationwide. And in this report, the organization projects just 512 new apartment units for the entire year in the Sacramento area. Now, to put that in perspective, other comparably sized places such as Portland and San Antonio have thousands more units planned. Also, the news doesn't get any better. The report also projects that local rents will continue to increase.
So what explains that lack of new apartments?
Well, there's probably a variety of factors, but some observers attribute it partially to a lack of labor. They say workers are going to the Bay Area for higher wages. Now, that could be changing because the San Francisco metro area is seeing a moderation in rents, which means a slowdown in construction of new apartment units there.
A brewery based in El Dorado Hills won't move forward with the planned expansion. What happened?
We are talking about Mraz Brewing Company, which once planned to move into a large new brewery project planned in Folsom. But this week we learned that that will no longer happen. An announcement on the brewery's Facebook page centered largely on the size of the planned location and said that that big location didn't fit the long-term vision for the brewery. Now, the site in Folsom would have been much larger than the brewer's current space. It covers about 1,000 square feet on Francisco Drive in El Dorado Hills. In the planned expansion, the brewer would have had a full kitchen, and it would have covered about 5,000 square feet plus a large outdoor area.
Well, what does this mean for the brewery's future and the future of the project?
Well, at least for the brewery, it seems that it's business as usual. You know, we hear a lot about quality being a major issue in the brewery boom, and we see a lot of brewers that are very focused on maintaining quality of beers rather than simply expanding quickly and possibly compromising that quality. So Mraz says that things will continue as usual in El Dorado Hills. They have a couple cool new things planned. Working on releasing some beer in four-pack cans. The brewery also plans to eventually turn its production and storage facility into a taproom. Now, that'll come a little later. And then regarding that brewery project, it seems like that's moving forward as well. Of course, it would have a new brewery tenant, presumably, with this new announcement. But this project that we've reported on for quite some time now centers on transforming a former child care center in Folsom into a brewery, along with retail and office space.
Folsom's historic district continues to become a dining destination.
This week, we heard about two locally owned new eateries coming to the city's historic district in Folsom. First off, we have Mystique Dining, which is a new business that will combine dinner with magic shows. It would be a pretty intimate atmosphere with each seating accommodating up to 20 people. And the decor would be inspired by the Haunted Mansion, which we know from Disney theme parks. So that's interesting. That's planned in historic Folsom, and then also a new ale house, Heckel Ale House and Eatery, another locally owned business, is coming to the historic district as well. This is a new casual restaurant that will include a focus on craft beer and wine. This joins another notable announcement that we reported on a little while ago. We know that Scott's Seafood is moving its Folsom site from Greenback Lane to the historic district.
Well, why all the activity in Folsom? What do businesses find so appealing about the area?
Well, in the historic district specifically, foot traffic is a big factor. This is an area that hosts a variety of outdoor festivals, and so you have a good chance of people grabbing dinner after a brew fest or lunch after a farmer's market, that type of thing. And Folsom as a whole continues to grow. We've reported on new restaurants of various sizes coming to lots of different areas throughout the city, so this is definitely a place to watch when it comes to restaurant developments.
Macy's shoppers in the Sacramento area got some good news this week.
it appears that at least three of our four local Macy's stores will be safe from the chopping block as the retailer prepares to close 100 stores early next year. Arden Fair, the Roseville Galleria, and Sacramento's Downtown Commons locations are on a list of the top 150 stores. Now, presumably, that would mean that those stores are going to be safe as the retailer prepares to close locations. One local site, Sunrise Mall in Citrus Heights, is not on that list of the top 150 locations, but we're still going to have to wait and see on all of this. Macy's has not announced which stores it plans to close.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.